This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. The Supreme Court has permitted the Election Commission to proceed with its Special Intensive Revision (SIR) exercise of electoral rolls in poll-bound Bihar. However, the court also asked the Election Commission that in the interest of justice, the poll panel should also consider accepting key identity documents such as Aadhaar, ration card and voter ID card during the ongoing revision process. While observing that revision of electoral rolls by the Election Commission in Bihar is within the mandate of the Constitution, the bench of Justices Sudhanshu Dhulia and Joy Mallya Bakshi questioned the timing of the SIR. The top court asked why the exercise is being connected to Bihar Assembly elections and cannot be conducted for the whole country, irrespective of the elections. During the hearing, the petitioners questioned the exclusion of the Aadhaar card from the list of documents. On the poll body's reply that Aadhaar cannot be used as proof of citizenship, the top court remarked that the electoral body should have acted earlier if it was to check citizenship under the exercise. The apex court listed the matter for further hearing on 28th of July before the regular bench. It asked the Election Commission to file its counter affidavit within a week and told the petitioners to file their rejoinder affidavit, if any, before the next hearing. The top court agreed to urgently list the batch of pleas against the SIR in Bihar after several petitions claimed that the electoral roll revision exercise can arbitrarily and without due process disenfranchise lakhs of voters from electing their representatives. The central government has approved the release of over 1,066 crore rupees to flood landslides affected states of Assam, Manipur, Meghalaya, Mizoram, Kerala and Uttarakhand. According to the Home Ministry, over 375 crore rupees has been sanctioned for Assam, more than 29 crore rupees to Manipur, over 30 crore rupees to Meghalaya, more than 22 crore rupees to Mizoram, over 153 crore rupees to Kerala and over 455 crore rupees to Uttarakhand. These states have been affected due to extremely heavy rainfall, floods and landslides during the southwest monsoon. The ministry said the government is fully committed to provide all possible assistance to flood, landslides, cloudbursts affected states. Union Home Minister Amit Shah chaired the 27th meeting of the Eastern Zonal Council in Ranchi today. Speaking at the meeting, Mr. Shah reiterated the government's commitment to eliminate Naxalism from the country by 31st March next year. He also praised upon the unprecedented success achieved against Naxalism. Mr. Shah said that it has been possible due to the unity shown by all the states and the bravery of the security forces. The Union Minister said that more efforts need to be made by the states of the Eastern region towards the full implementation of the three new criminal laws. Mr. Shah also said that the regional councils have now become actionable platforms. Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar today said that India's rise as a global power must be accompanied by the rise of its intellectual and cultural gravitas. Mr. Dhankar was addressing a conference on Indian knowledge systems at Jawaharlal Nehru University in New Delhi.
Indian knowledge systems continue to radiate from hotspots around the world. We should reclaim that heritage, nurture it, and ensure its blossoming. We should continue to connect to the roots of Bharat. India's rise as a global power must be accompanied by the rise of its intellectual and cultural gravitas. This is very significant. Rise without this is not lasting. Rise without this is not in harmony without traditions. The strength of the nation inhabits in its originality of its thought, the timelessness of its values, and the resilience of its intellectual traditions. That is the kind of soft power.
Union Education Minister Dharmendra Pradhan has said universities will play a key role in achieving the goal of a Viksit Bharat. Mr. Pradhan was speaking after inaugurating the two-day conference of Vice Chancellors of Central Universities at Kevadia in Narmada district of Chhattisgarh today. Of Gujarat today, I beg your pardon. In cricket, host England staged a steady recovery after a shaky start against India on the opening day of the Anderson Tendulkar Trophy at Lord's. Choosing to bat first after winning the toss, England were rocked early by Indian medium fast seam bowler Nitish Kumar Reddy, who removed openers Ben Duckett and Zach Crawley in the same over. The hosts were 217 for 4 when reports last came in. And that is the end of this news bulletin.